continuing in the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, the Mechaber tells us, in the event Shekula Kohanim, Im Yesh Yisrael Echa B'Enehem, Osi Yisrael Kor Rishon. In a shul where, use your imagination, that every single person in that shul is a Kohen, and obviously it's time to lay, let's say it's Shabbos, so what do? If it happens to be that there is one Yisrael, and every other person is a Kohen, so interestingly enough, the halacha states that the Yisrael is the one that gets that Aliyah, the very first Aliyah. And the Mechaber says the reason is Mipnei Darchei Shalom, to keep the peace. What's the level of Darchei Shalom? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shlo Yomer Kol Echad, because what are all those Kohanim going to be saying to one another if this Kohen gets picked and not me? They'll say, Lama Atal Kari Rishon, Yosir Mimeni. Why were you chosen? Do you think you're better than me? Or why does this person think that you're better than me, that you have to call this other person up first? And therefore, for this reason, in the event that there's at least one Yisrael and all Kohanim, that Yisrael gets that Aliyah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that Hu Adin Kishiyesh Rak Levi Echad Beir Shekula Kohanim. In the event, not that there's one Yisrael, but there's one Levi and everyone else in the Shul Kohanim. In that situation also, Oso Levi Kor Rishon Mahai Taima. Interestingly enough, the Levi will get the first Aliyah. Then, of course, a Kohen will end up getting Aliyah number two for that same issue. Now, the Mechaber then continues and says, B'chol She'ein Bahem Yisrael K'dei Sipukam O She'ein Shom Yisrael Klal. What happens if, let's say it happens to be on Shabbos, and there are not enough Yisraelim to go around? Or, for that matter, there's not a single Yisrael. They're all Kohanim. So in that case, Mechaber tells us, then Kari Kohen, Acher Kohen. Then, although we normally don't do so, but what choice do we have? We will just allow all the Kohanim to get the Aliyahs. She'ein Shom Yisrael Pagam. We're not concerned over here that how could we call up a second Kohen? Won't people say and spread rumors about the first one? Of course not. After all, Shakol Yodim She'ein Shom El Kohanim. They're looking around and they realize that there's no one but Kohanim, so therefore it's not an issue. But Hu Adin concludes this Mechaber, so is the law La'ir Shekula Levim. It would be the exact same law in a city with all Levim. If there would be one Yisrael, then the Levi obviously would not get the Aliyah, which they typically get because of the concern of Darchei Shalom. Now the Mishnah Berurah then continues on something which is not brought down at all, and the Mechaber discusses that there is a Kohen. There's only one Kohen. The problem with this Kohen, this situation that he is currently in, is he is sitting Shiva. He's an Avelus. So what do we do in this event? That you only have one Kohen in Shul, and it's during Shiva. So we're going to get more into this in the Piskei Tshuva, so just to read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Kohen Shu Avel, the Ein Kohen Acher Beveis Achnes, is the only one around. So it depends. Shabbos is going to be different than during Chol the weekday. But Shabbos Mutar Likro LaKohen. If this is the only Kohen around, then we allow this Kohen to be called up. Why would we call him up? Didn't we just say he's an Avelus? Because Shlihei Nira Ke'Avelus Befar Hesia. Because we do not want to make it so obvious on Shabbos, in which there really is no level of Avelus Befar Hesia in public. The only level of Avelus is done in the privacy of one's home. And therefore, not to call up this one Kohen would give the impression of a form of Avelus Befar Hesia in public. And therefore, if you have this one Kohen on Shabbos, this Kohen, even though he's in Avelus, would still get that Aliyah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bechol, on a weekday, lo yalo. We don't have such an idea, because of course the person during the week is in Avelus, and therefore we would not want him to get an Aliyah. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, Bechol makom nonetheless, bein Bechol, bein b'Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference really what day it is. Yoser tov, shietze mitchil mabes achneses, Yikru Yisrael Levi B'Mokum Kohen. It's better that if you could ask this one Kohen who is an Avelus to leave the shul and have a Levi or Yisrael to be called up in his stead, that's the better way of doing things. Now the Piskei Tshuvos continues where the Mishnah Berurah left off, and he says that when it comes to an Avel who is, of course, during the Yimei Shiva, during his 7 days of Avelus, it depends whether it's a weekday or a Shabbos. But he gets more into it, as we'll see now. He says, when it comes to a weekday, Asir l'avil alos l'torah, a person who's an avelus should not be called up as an aliyah. Get an aliyah. Bein Kohen, Bein Levi, Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference who he is. But Kohen, l'chadchila, yetzi l'chutz. The Kohen, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, preferably he should leave the shul, especially if he's the only one. Bein Karlo, b'shmo l'al sator. What happens, though? You were not supposed to call him up, but we did. So, can he now get the aliyah? It's a weekday. Do we allow this Kohen, Levi, Yisrael to get aliyah? So he says it depends. Imhu Levi Yisrael lo yal. If it's a Levi, and certainly if it's Yisrael, even though we called up their name, we say, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. It's a weekday, you're an avelus, we forgot, we apologize, you're not getting this aliyah. However, imhu Kohen, if it's a Kohen, there's a machlokas dispute. According to the opinion of the Shari Ephraim, he says that the person should not get an aliyah. You called up this Kohen, but the reality is everyone knows this individual. Everyone knows he's an avelus, and they'll understand that it was a mistake that we called him up, but he doesn't have to get the aliyah, and no one's going to think negatively or to say that there was a pagam, it's kahuna. However, according to the opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael, it says no, that once you've called up the Kohen, even though you shouldn't have, on a weekday, he should get called up. However, when it comes to Shabbos, he says, L'chadchila yitzim v'meisach neses. Preferably, he should leave the shul before the aliyah of Kohen. But as we mentioned, in the event that you do call him up, it's certainly not an issue, especially that we would not want a person to show signs of avelus before Hesia in public. Now, when it comes to on Shabbos, a Yisrael, he says as follows, Yisrael lo yalu l'torah b'Shabbos, Shemitoch HaShiva, that Yisrael should not get an aliyah even on Shabbos during his sitting Shiva. Ah, im kvar karuhu alos Torah yala. If he was already called up, let him come. Kedei shelo yeheh avelus b'far hesya, kishiyimnim alos achar shiyakrohu. So he makes a distinction between Shabbos and a weekday. Now when it comes to a weekday, as we said, even though he was called up, a Yisrael, he would not actually get that aliyah. But on Shabbos, because of this idea of not really having the same levels of avelus on Shabbos, once his name was already called up, which maybe we shouldn't have called him up, he can get that aliyah. And he continues and discusses that there are other times that we make exceptions. For example, if that avel has a chiyuv. For example, if that person, in addition to be sitting shiva, also there's a mazal tov, there's a simcha in his family. For example, that he had a son or a daughter, or maybe it's the day of a bris milah, which happens to be, let's say, on a Shabbos, or let's say there was a yortzeit. So he says like this: when it comes to a weekday, he still should not get an aliyah, even though there would be maybe a compelling reason to want to give him an aliyah on that day. But Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, we have again a dispute whether or not, even though we generally will not give him an aliyah, because there is some type of kibud that we should give him because of the schiyav, whether we should. Now, this is only referring to an aliyah. However, when it comes to other honors, we do not put it on the same caliber, the same level. For example, when it comes to giving the honor of Hagba, Glila, as well as Psichas Ha'aron, he says that Efshir L'Chabed, you can give someone who is in avelus these honors. Avol Gambi Mosachol, an Avol can get these honors, even not only on a Shabbos, but even on a weekday. And he says not only that this person who gets the honor of taking up Torah, the Yochel Hashemes Al Kisei Ragil Im HaSefer Torah Mishim Kvod HaTorah. We allow him even to hold the Torah and sit on a very comfortable, beautiful chair, because it's done for the Kavod of Torah. And then finally, as we'll conclude, he says when it comes to laning, you'll find sometimes when it comes to Avelus, the person who is mourning, they may want to lane. They may want to lane. So he says as follows, the Piskei Tshuvos Paskins, to act as a Bal Kore, Asur lo bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. A person should not lane. Elaim kein ein mi sheyikra. Unless there's no one else that can do it except for him. Uz mutter gam b'chol, then of course we'll make that exception. And certainly, as he says in the event that every single person, you can imagine, every person in that community or in that particular shul is an avelus, then of course we will allow an avel to lane, because we would not want to be mavatil kriyas haTorah. We would not want to say that there's no laning in that shul. Rather, we'll cause have an avel to lane in that particular time. Stop here. Adonai Chafetz Al Masid Koyadil Suravia.